This was a new one to me.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that at all.
I remember my dad using it, but it was rather alien. Of course, my grandfather was a blacksmith at one time, so
he would know
he would
and
talk
use that
about
term.
These things and reminiscing they'd uh-huh. come to me. If we'll get back to teams now, okay. If we have a wagon, we have this tongue out in front, a horse on each side, do you have any special term for the bar that goes behind each horse?
No.
The single tree or the whiffle tree?
Well,
tree?
I was going to say single tree, but I don't even know what a single tree is.
Well, that would be it.
Is that what that's called?
And then do you know what this would connect to? The big bar that each single tree connects to.
No, I don't.
But this is called a double tree sometimes.
I've heard
sometimes
that, but I didn't know what it was.
If, well, here, let's go down these horse things. Okay. If you're riding a horse, what would you hold in your hands?
Reins.
And you'd put your feet in what?
Stirrups.
And under the saddle, you'd have what?
Saddle blanket.
And then to hold the saddle on the horse?
Oh, cinch.
Around here, is it generally 1 cinch, or is it 2?
1.
Now, if you're going to break a horse, what would you put on his head to control?
Bridle.
And if you take a horse, if a saddle horse somewhere, and you want to give him lunch or something, what would you? Here comes Maverick, huh?
Feed him, I guess.
Yeah. In the north, this is sometimes called a feed bag, you know, the thing that fits
over
the nozzle.
I've heard of that.
Down in the cow country, it's called a morral, quite frequently a Mexican term that's been appropriated.
I've never heard of that.
If you have a team and you want them to go to the left, do you tell them anything special?
One is G and one is haw. I don't know. In the Navy, left is port and right is starboard. I know that.
I can never keep those straight, port
no,
and
can't.
Starboard. And then.
I know that. I'm left-handed, and I always remember port is left.
I was in the Air Force, and we had red lights and green lights, and the instructor said, it's easy to remember, just remember the line, is there a little port left? So, when I see a red light and a green light, I never click like that, I always have to go through the motions first. Any special term for the left horse?
No.
If you want to start a horse going, what would you tell him?
Get up.
Yeah, if you wanted to go faster.
I don't know.
Click at him, or
no?
Swear at him.
I suppose.
If you want him to stop.
Whoa.
It's interesting that that word stayed with
us. Yeah, whoa is common to anybody.
If you want him to go this way, you say you want him to go in which direction?
Forward.
And this way, you want
back.
Him to go.
Is there some other words for those?
No, just forwards and backwards or backward.
Uh-huh.
Or,
yeah.
And if you want him to go back, what would you tell him?
Back up, I guess.
And if you're going to take a horse, two horses, and attach them to a wagon, you say you're going to do what to them?
I don't know. Harness them up?
Yeah, that's a good one. I bet you got that from your dad.
I suppose so.
It looks up that way a little bit. Oh, if you're driving a wagon, what would you hold in your hand?
The reins.
Some people make a difference there.
Between the horse and the in a wagon?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I wouldn't. They'd all be the same to me. Lines or reins. Lines, I think I heard in connection with plowing and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Reins maybe with a wagon. Other people see no distinction there. If, they're building a new road and trucks go by filled with gravel, you say they're doing what?
Hauling gravel.
And if you see, we'll say a stump in a field, and they get a tractor out there and chain it to the stump, then you go back after a while and the stump's over at the edge of the field, you say they've done what to it?
Pulled it out.
Pulled it out and